All right. Without further ado, let's head back to the phones to check in with our next guest of the day. Bob Herrick from ESPN covers golf, does a great job, and is out at Pebble Beach for the U.S. Open. Bob, thanks for taking a few minutes. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thanks.
You had some beautiful pictures today. It's a beautiful day, it seems, out there. Saw your pictures of your tweets about Tiger, and it looks like an absolute picture-perfect day. Will that weather continue for the next week, really? Next 5 days, anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet right now. It's not supposed to stay this warm, but I don't think there's any significant rain in the forecast. So I think it's going to be fine. I think the weather's going to be pleasant, but it's going to be a little chilly once the tournament starts, at least chilly by Florida standards.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, I don't think it's going to get above 65 after Wednesday. So it's a little different, especially for golfers used to playing in the heat this time of year. But I think it'll make for a really nice, pleasant experience.
I was going to ask you, too, and especially those teeing off early in the day, whether it's on 1 or 10, an advantage for those teeing off later in the day when it gets a little bit warmer at least?
Yeah, possibly. The only other thing that comes into play then is you wonder if there's going to be any wind. I think wind is the great equalizer here, if there is any. Obviously, being right on the ocean, it's quite possible that we get some. I think that's what they're going to need for scoring to be a challenge. If there's not a lot of wind, I think we could see some good scores, which is, not something you always see at U.S. Opens. Its course is perfect, and I don't think it's not playing overly long, and it's not real hard and fast. Now, it could change. I think with a few more dry days and without any watering of the course, it'll get firmer and faster the longer the week goes on.
Rory McIlroy was so impressive this past week at the Canadian Open, and can he keep that momentum going and become one of the big favorites this weekend, in your opinion?
I think the fact that the win was somewhat easy. I mean, by easy, I mean, he didn't really have to grind it out the last nine holes yesterday, and I think that makes it a little bit easier to come here off a win. Sometimes winning takes a lot out of a guy, and they get so ramped up that they have a hard time getting back up here a couple of days later. But in Rory's case, he just played so nicely, mm-hmm. and he got himself such a big lead that he almost cruised to that win. I mean, you pretty much knew for the last five, six, seven holes he was going to win. He actually flirted with shooting 59 there for a little bit. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. He had a really nice tournament of hitting the ball. That's got to be good for his confidence. Obviously made a lot of putts. And now we'll see if he can carry it over. Completely different golf course, obviously. Different greens. I don't think it ever hurts to come in having had some success and not feel like you're searching for things in your game.
I think an interesting group teeing off at 4:47 on one on Thursday, not just the amateur Victor Hovland, but Bruce Koepka and Francisco Molinari. I'll tell you what, in my book, they're two of my favorites. Is Koepka approaching this like he does every major? It's not that difficult. I'm just go out and win it. I mean, can he keep that momentum, that type of attitude going on this course this week?
I mean, if he could keep it going at Bethpage last month, mm-hmm. I don't see why he couldn't do it here. He's got this seemingly perfect mindset for majors now, and it's impressive. He basically was using last week to get himself ready for this week, I think his formula is working quite well. Now, saying that, it's hard to win at any time. It's made as easy as he's made it look here at times, it's very few players have won back-to-back U.S. Opens. It's been more than a century since somebody's won three in a row. It's a lot to ask. Completely different golf courses. Obviously, your game has to be ready. But he just did it a month ago at a venue that's really hard, mm-hmm. and he's got to be feeling really good about himself. I I think it's going to be very fascinating to follow, see how he does and if he's in the mix again. I mean, he just won, last year he won the U.S. Open. He wasn't really in contention at the British Open. Then he won the PGA. Then he finished second by a shot to Tiger at the Masters. Then he wins the PGA. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an incredible run of major golf right there. And, it'd be fun to see him keep it going.
I think one of your colleagues at ESPN.com, Nick Petrushkiewicz, if I'm getting that right, wrote a fascinating column, and the headline is, Pebble Beach, guide, leave the driver at home. Now, how many players this week you think will abide by that logic?
Well, I don't know that they'll leave it at home, but I think they won't. I think they'll leave it in their bag quite a bit. I don't think you need to hit a lot of drivers here. Certainly not the longer guys, Dustin Johnson, Koepka, Rory. If anything, that's the sort of thing that hurts them, is they lose a little bit of their advantage. They're such good drivers of the ball when they're on, and now to not be able to use it as much, it's a little bit of a drawback for them. It's just the way the course is. It's not a very long golf course, certainly compared to last month at Bethpage. It's about 300 yards shorter. So there's going to be a lot of holes where there's irons or fairway woods off of tees. And they're going to have to pick their spots with the driver. Now, there might be some times where they want to get aggressive, try to hit a little farther, take it on a little bit more, bring some of the rough or the narrowed fairways into play. But I think for the most part, you'll see, only a handful of times every round a guy using a driver. Certainly the longer hitters.
And that brings me to our next grouping of Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, Tiger Woods, 5:09 Eastern time off of one. And Tiger, can he channel what he did at Augusta? And he played very well a couple weeks ago, obviously, too. Came up a little bit short there, but played, I thought, pretty well. How is he going to handle this week? And as far as his aggressiveness, do you think?
Well, I think it'll be more strategic for him. Certainly, and that was, I think, the case at Augusta. It was a matter of him sort of thinking his way around the last round and putting the ball in the right positions. I think we saw that clearly at the 13th and 15th holes at Augusta. He did not go flag hunting on those par fives. He just made sure he got himself on the green, gave himself two putts for birdie, wasn't overly aggressive, but yet hit drivers off tees when he could. I think Pebble Beach will be less drivers for him also. There's a premium on keeping it in play. The rough is pretty difficult. We saw when he was out of position at Bethpage, that made for a couple of long 2 days for him there. You got to keep it in the fairway, and his strength is iron play. He's still one of the best in the game with irons. He's leading the tour in greens and regulation. And you're not going to hit that many greens here if you're not in the fairway. So he's better served, making sure that he gets it in play, even if he has a longer shot in. And I think that's what he's spending a lot of time on. He was here yesterday, played 18 holes. Mm-hmm. Was here a couple weeks ago, played 9 holes this morning, another 9 holes tomorrow. So, he's obviously working on his game plan now, getting that all sorted, as well as, trying to make sure he's in the best possible fitness to play and have a swing in shape, which looks to be pretty good at this point.
I think an interesting part of one of the articles I read this week about Casey Boynes at Pebble Beach Golf Links, grew up next door by Carmel by the Sea, raised at Pebble Beach. He's caddied 8,000 rounds, 8,000 loops at Pebble. He's played 250 times. The USGA has even asked for his help, having him walk the course to offer advice to those charged with the setup. Do you know him at all? How well? And he says basically it's the first 7 holes. You got to get your scoring done because the next 7 are very difficult.
Yeah, that's a pretty good assessment. I don't know him, but that is that's sort of the way you have to look at it here. Even though number 2 is a converted par 4, it's normally a par 5. It's a par 4 this week. But really, 1 and 3 are fairly benign holes. 5 is a par 3. 6 is a birdie hole, a par 5. And 7 is a very short par 3. It's only 105, 110 yards. then things start to get tough. 8, 9, 10 along the coast are very stern and long par fours with a lot of rough and obviously the cliff off to the right mm-hmm. that you have to worry about. And then you come back the other way, and even the 14th hole of par 5 is not easy. So you hope that you can make a birdie or two in those first seven holes and then hang on coming back. And then again, if there's wind, weather, that makes things a lot more interesting, a lot more difficult. And that's another factor to contend with, which we don't quite know for sure. Right now, it's calm as can be and would be probably an easy day for scoring by their standards. Things have a way of changing when the tournament starts.
Speaking with Bob Harrig of ESPN, covers golf, does a great job. He's live at Pebble Beach. A couple more questions, Bob. Have they tweaked the course at all for this U.S. Open this year?
No, not really. I mean, they had made some changes to the course in years past that were, shifting of some fairways. They moved some fairways, the ninth and tenth holes, a little bit closer to the water. But other than that, no, it's pretty much the same as you're used to seeing every winter when they play the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Of course, the conditions, the course setup are completely different. The flags are not in the middle of greens like they are then. The rough is much lower because it's a Pro-Am format. It's softer, wetter, colder usually. The golf course plays a lot different this time of year than it does in February. That's why Phil Mickelson, who won in February, sort of, downplays all of that. He's like, I won't really approach the golf course anywhere near the same I did when I'm playing that tournament. Feels he can be way more aggressive in the wintertime playing here than he can during the U.S. Open. So not too many changes. It's what these guys are used to seeing. It's just all a matter of how firm and fast does it get and how tough is it to navigate that rough.
There's number 18 at Pebble Beach, the greatest finishing hole, not just in this country but the world, or right up there in the top three or four?
Yeah, it's a good argument, I think. I think some other places might jump in there. They might say they're better. Even Torrey Pines has a pretty unique 18th hole finish, par 5 also. But I think when you add in, the view, the fact that it is a pretty harrowing tee shot, you still got to get that ball in play. And if you don't, you've got OB to the right. You got a big tree out there in the fairway. It's not only a really good-looking hole, but it's one that makes you think and can make you pretty nervous. It's often forgotten, but when Tiger won here in 2000 by 15 shots, he hit his tee shot in the water on 18 at the end of the second round, mm-hmm. and didn't know it at the time, but he was down to one golf ball.
Oh, jeez!
And had to play. Ended up making a four on the next ball to make a six on the hole. But, it can get away from you there if you're mm-hmm. not careful. So, I understand why that hole is thought of so highly.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Quick pick. Any who do you think is going to win it?
I like Dustin Johnson. Not really going out on a limb. He's finished second in the last two majors. He's won Pebble Beach twice. He had the 54-hole lead here 9 years ago. He blew up that day, shot 82. But he should have won more majors, frankly. He's won one. Put himself in position a bunch of times. I think he's going to get it done one of these times. I like him on a golf course where he's had success.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. And we look forward to reading and watching on TV and reading your stuff. Great job, as always. And all the best. Have fun this week.
Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, thanks a lot. Bob Harrig from ESPN covers golf for ESPN, ESPN.com. Does a great job.